Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
He joins us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. It is Mike Florio. He also joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. Mike is the editor and creator of Pro Football Talk. He is at Pro Football Talk on X. Mike, we're happy to have you on.
Great to be with you as always. How's everybody today?
We're good now that we know what's really good with Aaron Rodgers and that everything's official, it's done, and this man got married to Mike. What's going on? Is this a new and better version of Aaron Rodgers? Because I've picked them to have the ceiling of going to the Super Bowl.
It could be. I don't know. He seemed like a different guy yesterday. He was definitely different yesterday than he was a couple of weeks ago when he did 184 minutes with Joe Rogan. He was very positive yesterday. There were no conspiracy theories related to any of the things that he likes to pontificate about. He did acknowledge that he's married, which was a new thing for him. He doesn't like his new helmet because his old one is no longer permissible in the NFL, but he's with his team. It's finally happened. He's not doing anything by way of team drills during mandatory minicamp, but he's laying the foundation to become the guy and try to propel the Steelers to their first postseason win in 9 years. Their longest streak before their current drought was 5 years without a playoff win. They're on 9 years without a playoff win, and I think they're desperate to end that this year.
How much do you think his difference makes, just his presence, and also the receivers that he could end up helping get on the team because of him?
Well, I think that Steelers fans, especially those who are skeptical about the arrival of Rodgers, they'll feel differently when they see him flicking the ball 40 yards down the field. He still has an incredible arm. He's playing more within his diminished physical abilities. He doesn't run like he used to. He needs to stay in the pocket more. I've said in the past he needs to operate like he did the year that he had the calf injury that really forced him to stay in the pocket, get the ball down the field, take some chances. Don't be obsessed with that touchdown-interception ratio. And it is going to be a question of who they add to the mix with DK Metcalf. Robert Woods is listed as one of the other starters. They have Calvin Austin III. They've got some other guys that fall kind of in the journeyman category. They're hoping they get something out of Roman Wilson. He was a third-round pick out of Michigan last year. He was injured most of the season. But Alan Lazard is a name to watch if the Jets are willing to trade him, if the Steelers are willing to do the deal. I've heard Lazard may want to stay with the Jets because he sees an opportunity to create a future for himself there, if he joins Aaron Rodgers again, it's one more year maybe in the NFL for Alan Lazard. But there are some other guys floating around out there. And with Rodgers only taking $13.65 million in base pay, it does leave other money available and cap space available for them to do some things, whether it's before camp, during the season, prior to the trade deadline, different ways to make the team better. Hopefully they'll be willing to do it since they saved so much on Rodgers.
This is a time when we're kicking around names and fits for free agents out there. Does Keenan Allen make sense in Pittsburgh?
I think he would make sense if they can get the number right. The Steelers, I think, would like to get a bargain at any of these free agent positions, but the number would have to be right, and they'd have to feel like he's still got gas in the tank. But guys like that, there aren't many free agent receivers with recognizable names, but guys like that would at least merit some consideration. And we know Rodgers has an affinity for guys he knows. I think Rodgers would love to be reunited with Lazard. Lazard is a different player when Rodgers is on the team, but Lazard, who's a big guy, the Jets are moving toward more of a run-based offense. They're putting a premium on receivers who can block. Lazard could actually end up not rejuvenating, but discovering a way to be a relevant presence without Rodgers. It's an incredible distinction. When he's with Rodgers, he's great. Without Rodgers, he's not. And if he stays with the Jets, maybe that's what happens. But I could see Rodgers trying to convince the Steelers to bring him to Pittsburgh.
I also think you make a good point about money that teams are using right now, Mike. The Bears, we've had this discussion here, have a reported 14.5, really 14.7, as we found out from overthecap.com, $14.7 million of free space. I know some teams keep it open for operating costs. Some teams may think they're going to do something at the trade deadline. I'm pretty convinced that the Bears were able to use that space. They didn't have as much until the Joe Tooney extension. So I think they're keeping it open for someone. But do you think this is going to be more of a thing now that the trade deadline is more active and just the new cap rules too?
Well, it gives you flexibility and you can always carry it over to the next year. We get focused on what is currently happening with the team, but I think most teams, if they're doing it the right way, they're planning 2, 3, 4 years out. So they know when the big contracts are going to come due, which guys are likely to sign long-term extensions, which guys are likely going to be rotating off of the roster altogether. So 14, you know, that's good, but it's not great. It's not a whole lot when you consider how much the salary cap currently is, but it gives them some flexibility to maybe make a move if they want to make a move during the season, make a move if an opportunity arises during camp, and if all else fails, you kick it over to next year and you prepare for, you know, for example, a Caleb Williams extension at some point, which is something I'm sure they hope they're going to have to do. They'd love to have the problem of having to make Caleb Williams one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL.
You can't kick it over multiple years, though. How does that exactly work?
Oh, you can keep kicking it forever. You can kick your... It used to be harder to kick over your excess.
Yeah, that's. I think that was my impression.
You can just keep kicking it and kicking it and kicking it, and it's you know, it's better to spend it all, but at least if you don't, it doesn't disappear. It used to just disappear unless you were able to engage in some, you know, magic words and contract restructurings that would allow you to kick it to the next year. The union made it easier to roll it over because why do you want those dollars to be lost?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joined by Editor-in-Chief of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, here on Raheem and Harris, talking all things offseason. And really, there is no offseason when we're talking about the NFL, Mike. A lot has gone on just this week when we talk about mandatory minicamps, which some players have shunned and said, well, I'm not showing up. Who jumps out to you as the biggest story here and maybe surprised that they're not showing up for minicamp this week?
Well, it's only a $104,000 fine if you miss all 3 days. And that assumes that the team actually does the 3 days of minicamp. That third day is the most expensive at $52,000. I'm not really surprised by any of them. The one that I wish I'd seen coming was Terry McLaurin, because once they traded for Deebo Samuel, who's due to make about $20 million this year, McLaurin's at $15 and change. I should have recognized immediately he's going to want to have his contract adjusted. And TJ Watt, it was obvious going into the last year of his deal at $21 million in cash, he's going to want to have his adjusted. And the challenge for all these teams, the longer you wait, the more expensive it gets. It never gets any cheaper. So for all of these teams, you've got to make the decision, when are we going to get this done? Will there be a holdout of training camp? Will there be a hold-in where the guy shows up but doesn't practice and isn't fined? And when will they get these deals done? But deadlines drive a lot of these contracts. I'd like to think that the smart teams, the teams that have the right relationships with the agents, you just get these things done in advance, because it never, ever, ever gets cheaper if you wait. And of course, the one team that seems to be destined to screw things up if they can is the Bengals, with Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart, who's unsigned, and they're fighting over a very obscure, esoteric contractual provision in his rookie deal. They have neither of those guys at mandatory minicamp, and they may have neither of them at training camp.
Oh, that is brutal. And I understand that once Myles Garrett got his money, after the way he went about getting his money, that would give everybody else in the respective group reason to pause. So that's what I'm assuming a lot of this is the market has been reset. Therefore, the market movers are letting their power be known.
And the most fascinating two players, one is holding out and one is not, Micah Parsons and TJ Watt, because whoever goes first sets the bar for the other one. So if I'm Watt, I want Parsons to go first. If I'm Parsons, I want Watt to go first. Meanwhile, the teams are dragging their feet in both instances. It's an opportunity for the team to swoop in and get the deal done before the other guy pushes the bar even higher. But the Cowboys notoriously drag their feet with these contracts. The Steelers and Watt went right up until the start of the season, the last time he did a new deal, but you never win. As I said earlier, you never win by delaying. It always gets more expensive. And with Watt and Parsons, one's going to go first, and that's going to set the bar for the other.
We're talking about these players skipping minicamps, and then there's Detroit and Dan Campbell, the head coach there, saying, we don't need a mandatory minicamp. Are you as surprised as I am in the fact that you've got a coach with two new coordinators and obviously an influx of players, but a lot of returning guys, that they just said, we're going to kick the can down the road until the Hall of Fame game?
Yeah, I am surprised. They're the only team in the NFL not having the mandatory minicamp. They ended their offseason program a week early. They have two new coordinators they need to break in. They didn't play deep into the calendar like the 49ers, who badly needed a break after those years of going so far into January and February. The Chiefs have been to three straight Super Bowls. They're having their mandatory minicamp. So I think at a time when you've got some new players you're trying to get up to speed, you've got new coordinators that are getting up to speed, I want to take full advantage of all of those practices. One of the big complaints from coaches after the 2011 CBA, it dramatically reduced practice time, both off-season, training camp, and during the season. I'd want to use everything I had to get my guys ready for training camp.
Also, this nugget came down on Pro Football Talk this morning. Za'Darius Smith hoping to return to the Lions. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, they cut him, but they have yet to address that need across from Aiden Hutchinson. So it all comes down to what kind of a deal they can work out. But the contract they inherited when they traded for Smith with the Browns during the 2024 season, they decided not to continue with it. They ripped it up. He's still available. They haven't drafted anyone. They haven't signed anyone who may have been available. No trade. So they bring back a guy they know if they decide that that's what they want to do. They definitely need some help across from Aiden Hutchinson, who's still one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, but he's coming back from that serious leg injury he suffered week 5 last year against the Cowboys.
We're talking to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. He's the editor-in-chief and creator, and the segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Mike, any other news that you want to touch on that you think is important from what you've seen out of minicamp? The Za'Darius Smith nugget was big to me. Trey Hendrickson, of course, but just anything that you think is also worth passing along.
Well, James Cook has shown up in Buffalo. He explained he likes his money, but the Bills have to figure out what they're going to do with him. And running backs, when they declare themselves early in their careers that they truly are great, how do they go about turning that into the kind of money that they may have to wait to get? Look at Saquon Barkley. He had to go 5 years on his rookie contract, a sixth year under the franchise tag before he was able to go to the Eagles as a free agent. Now, Cook wasn't a first-round pick, so they don't have the fifth-year option, but he's entering year 4. It's the franchise tag dance after that. And a lot of these teams just want to look at guys as, and I say this all the time, they are parts in a giant football machine. How much does this part cost? How much would a replacement cost? And there's still teams that view running backs as interchangeable. And I can get a younger, cheaper, healthier guy in the draft. Why would I pay a lot of money to this running back? Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry last year helped change that perception, but you've got to be a truly great running back to justify it. And Cook believes he is. I'd like to think the Bills recognize what he can do. If they want to try to get back to the Super Bowl for the first time since the 1993 season, you probably need to get this guy taken care of. The question is, how much? When do you get it done? But he did show up. He didn't want to give up that $104,000 that would come from missing the 3-day camp.
Yeah, the six-figure fines. Some people unfazed by them. Other people are like, I need my money. Before we let you go, Mike, I wanted to ask you about what's going on with the Cleveland Browns, because Shedeur Sanders is out here getting fewer reps than other quarterbacks. It's a very crowded quarterback room, and we were debating here whether we think Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders will end up getting more playing time next season. I tend to believe it'll be Shedeur Sanders, but it seems to be just a cluster what's going on in Cleveland and how we got to this situation to begin with.
Well, as I've said recently, when you have two quarterbacks, you have none. And when you have five quarterbacks, you're the Browns. And that's the best they have right now. They've got four guys who are competing. They've got Deshaun Watson, who is doing his best to get cleared to return from a twice torn Achilles tendon. They're going to have a mess when he shows up with a clean bill of health and says, hey, I'm ready to compete with everyone else. I think by the time training camp opens, and this factors in the possibility that the Browns really are dysfunctional and they'll make a bad decision. I think the right decision would be move on from Kenny Pickett, try to trade Kenny Pickett, go to camp with Joe Flacco and the two rookies, give Flacco reduced reps because he'll be ready to go week one without going out there and doing a lot of work in training camp. Get Gabriel and Sanders as much as they can and try to figure out which of the two is more likely to develop into the future guy. And then let's see how the 2025 season goes. Maybe Flacco starts week one. As long as they are relevant, as long as it looks like it's working, he stays out there. At some point, you'll know when you let one of the younger guys play, whichever one is farther along. But that's the problem with having that many quarterbacks. There's only so many reps to go around in practice. You're going to have guys who aren't ready, and you're going to have too many guys there. They need to get rid of at least one before they go to training camp. And I think the most obvious guy to get rid of is Pickett.
Mike Florio, the editor-in-chief and creator of Pro Football Talk, thanks for always joining us here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
Thanks, Mike.
My pleasure. Have a great week.
Thanks, Mike. Enjoy your lunch.
A reminder, we want you to let you know that you can join The Score's Mark Grody, Rami Makhlouf for a special live broadcast at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar. That's 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. That's tomorrow, this Thursday, from 2 to 6 p.m., Bulls Radio Network analyst and three-time NBA champion Bill Winnington will make a special appearance from 4 to 6 p.m. Take in the first round action from Oakmont. And while you're on site, download and fund the Circa Sports Illinois app to receive a matchback incentive up to $500 directly into your account. Plus, take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx.
We love that. And We also are getting you ready here for Cubs baseball on 670 The Score. Cubs facing the Phillies in their series finale. Pre-game coverage beginning at 11:30 with Zach Zaidman right here on 670 The Score in the free Odyssey app. So a lineup is out. Let's give it to you as they face the Phillies and Jesus Luzardo on the mound. It is Ian Happ batting leadoff. He is in left field. Kyle Tucker is in right batting second. Say Suzuki, the DH. Dansby Swanson is batting cleanup. He is at short.
Dansby.
That's a change. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he did hit a long ball yesterday. Carson Kelly is your catcher. He's batting fifth. Justin Turner is at first base. Nico Horner then at second base. Matt Shaw batting sixth. Or seventh, rather. And then you have Vidal Brujan. Vidal Brujan is in center field batting ninth.
That means no Pete Crow Armstrong. That would be his first day off if he doesn't make an appearance in this game as a pinch hitter or pinch runner or a defensive replacement. Also, this is very much a getaway day lineup right here. This is a classic getaway day lineup.
Yeah, when you got Vidal Brujan batting ninth, so that, and Dansby Swanson batting cleanup is a choice.
So he's batting cleanup, and Matt Shaw still too low for my liking in the eight hole, but we'll see what happens there. I would switch him out with Justin Turner.
I was going to ask that very question.
So Justin Turner's batting sixth and playing first base. Why not just bat Matt Shaw sixth or move both Nico Horner and Matt Shaw up and have Justin Turner bat eighth? I don't know, but I do know Ben Brown is on the mound going opposite of Jesus Luzardo, and this should be interesting because it's which guy are you going to get? Which version? Because we've seen two versions of Ben Brown, and we've seen two versions of Jesus Luzardo. If the Cubs and Phillies get the most recent versions of those two pitchers, I like the Cubs' chances today.
Yes, absolutely, because Ben Brown has thrown 13 innings in his last two appearances, and he has been incredibly solid in both of those, especially when you consider the last one was starting and facing off against the Tigers, who had the best record in baseball at the time, even though the Cubs lost. Brown still did a lot of solid work in that game. That's the one where most recently he went seven innings, allowed two earned runs, seven hits, and walked just one batter through seven strikeouts. Those numbers let you know that he's working on some things. Also, he threw nine strikeouts in his May 31st appearance against the Reds. That's the one where Drew Pomeranz started?
Yes.
Was there?
The opener.
Opened? He yes. threw the first inning.
He was the opening act.
And then Ben took it up for the next six, starting in the second. So, not the most traditional way of going about things, but it got him ready for that Friday start, which is why we're talking about this today.
Here's how I look at that Drew Pomeranz appearance. He came out, he played three hits, he got off the stage, main act, 21 hits played. That's a real concert.
Yeah, and not like one of those dual headliners either.
Oh, no. This is not the Kendrick SZA situation. That's not what this is, because that was definitely a dual concert that I went to my last time going to a concert. It might be my last concert I ever go to.
Why?
Because, man, it's going to a concert is a lot. It really is. But on the other side, Jesus Luzardo, I just want to remind you, the approach they had yesterday against Mick Abel, it worked. He was gone after four innings. Same approach needs to be had against Jesus Luzardo, a very, very tough lefty when he's on his game. His last two starts, he has not been on his game. Let me put it like this. Through 11 starts, he had not given up more than three runs, and he only given up three runs twice. His last time out, he gave up eight runs in two and a third. The time before that, 12 runs in three and a third. If that continues, if he hasn't made the adjustments, yeah, get after him.
Day game at Citizens Bank Park. Zach Zaidman reported that it is 77 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ball's going to be flying.
Right field has never looked so good.
And unfortunately for the Cubs, it's a right-handed dominant lineup because you're going up against a lefty. Otherwise, Michael Bush in the lineup, Pete Crow Armstrong in the lineup, you might be able to do some more things.
We didn't even talk about the ball that Michael Bush hit, which I think is still landing. Wasn't that 442 feet? Is that the report on that home run he hit?
I believe the correct way of describing it is he got all of it.
And then some. There's something about the home run ball that he hits that looks like it's a really, 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 really high arcing three. It's not just launch angle. It's it's like a combination of factors.
Also, I will say one thing when looking at this lineup that has gotten my attention is that when you look to the other side, you see the two-hole and Kyle Schwarber and realize that that man is probably due. So be careful with Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, he's hit home run number 20 on the season. So, yeah, he's up there when it comes to the home run totals. As we mentioned, the Cubs win yesterday, so they've got a chance to take this series in Philadelphia. They
winning
won 8-4 and round out a road trip that Craig Counsell said he was happy with. What's our out time, guys? Nobody ever told me.
24.
All right, then. So, thanks to Marshall Harris. Thanks to Ray Diaz. Thanks to Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer. Also, our video team, Connor O'Donnell, and also Brian Gertz. Thanks to you for listening to this one. It is Zach Zaidman, Ron Coomer, and Pat Hughes coming up next on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.